colors anymore. I want them to turn black.
Thousand points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And that was the Mona Lisa Twins with a Rolling Stones cover, Painted Black. A lot of fun that was. Okay, so we're gonna have more fun. This is the show devoted to David Byrne's psychedelica press playlist. Excuse me. And so what that means is we're not gonna be just playing all David Byrne songs. We're gonna be playing songs that he put on a playlist that's on Spotify, David Byrne's psychedelic playlist, and I'm just going to play stuff from it. It's going to be 2 hours of that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I like, I've done this before. I think David Bowie had his top 50, and Kurt Cobain also had a top 50 that was taken from his diaries, and we had a two-parter for that, and also I believe it was a one-parter for David Bowie. So we're continuing in this kind of unofficial theme area. David Byrne, of course, is very much alive, so that's also a nice bonus. All right, so let's start things off with this song from Television's Marquee Moon. This is Venus, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. water. I like Fog and Page and Maria and the daughters. They like misty water. I like misty water. I like Fog and Page and Maria and the daughters. Take a sip of misty water.
Sick day, we
All right, 1,000 points of light. WMFO, that's Procol Harum with a salty dog. I don't get how that's psychedelic. But nevertheless, it's made the list. It made David Byrne's list. Prior to that, we had Misty Water from the Kinks and Black Hole Sun from Soundgarden from Superunknown. And we started the show off with Television's Venus from Marquee Moon, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 med for WMFO. So today, I took a page from the David Byrne School of Music, and we are having a show devoted to his list. He came up with a huge list of psychedelia. I'm not sure how you say that. We're going to call it psychedelic. Psychedelia Lives, and it was back in June, and I thought it was a cool playlist. So there's a lot of interesting stuff on here, a lot of stuff I'm not super familiar with, but because David Byrne picked it out, I'm going to create a show from this long list of songs that he came up with. And that's kind of where we started. And I'll read a little bit of what he said to say in advance of the playlist. He said, here's a psychedelic playlist that starts in the late 60s, naturally, but then keeps going through the decades up until pretty much the present day. The obvious suspects are not here, no Beatles, no Hendrix, but lots of others and many from other parts of the world. It never went away, just keeps humming along, an antidote to conventional perception and understanding. So there we are, Burns, David Byrne's words himself. All right. So let's move on. Up next, it's something from the Yardbirds, and this is from their Live and Rare collection, Happenings 10 Years Time, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Tomorrow, there is no other day. Let's try now until tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three games for play. See Emily on a gown that touches the ground. Float on a river forever and ever, Emily.
Emily.
There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three games for me.
Gooder. $25.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
silhouette is so stationary. You're released, but your custody calls. And I wanna be free. Don't you wanna be free? Do you like girls or boys? It's confusing these days, but moon dust will cover you, cover you. This chaos is killing me.
All right, David Bowie from Outside, and that's Hello Space Boy. Of course, that's from the time when he was experimenting with industrial music, and he was in bed with, so to speak, in bed with Trent Reznor. Kind of a mutual appreciation society. After I just saw Nine Inch Nails at Boston Calling, and you know, Trent Reznor, just apropos of nothing, had some nice things to say about David Bowie, and then he did a cover of Fashion. So, you know, he still continues on to this day, even though Bowie has passed now 6 years. It's still something that was an incredible influence on Trent Reznor. And, of course, the record Outside, I don't know if Reznor was a producer, but I know that they were working together on some songs, and I think the tour that followed featured the two of them. Prior to that, we heard Spiritualized. Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space. You know, what's funny is that that album is just, it shows so much maturity. I remember when they first came out, it was just very spacey, kind of, you know, really kind of lo-fi, you know, psychedelic rock, I guess. But they really changed and over the years and put out some great records. Before that, Pink Floyd, that was their second single ever, See Emily Play. I played that from the Echoes collection. Yardbirds started things off with Happenings 10 years time ago. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, thanks for joining me here. So what's going on is we're having a show based on songs selected by David Byrne. No, I haven't spoken to him personally, but he did select about 50 or so songs, and he created a playlist that's on Spotify, and I'm basing the show from that, off of that. And it's been pretty cool. I think there's been some interesting stuff I haven't heard a lot of, and we're going to play next a song from the Flaming Lips, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, Part 1, from the album Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
But you won't let those robots see.
1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And that's, of course, the Chambers Brothers with Time Has Come Today. I love that song with the false ending midway through. And then it kind of builds back up. And, you know, I was thinking that's got to be like a fun song to like cover. You know, if you're just kind of like singing along and you've got like a group of backing vocalists, or they probably have other, or playing other instruments, like chanting time at every, at the right interval, ideally. And, I don't know, it seems like a lot of fun. Anyway, before that, Shuggy Otis with Out of My Head. And it was Prince and the Revolution with Paisley Park. That was from the Around the World in a Day record, which came out right after Purple Rain. That was the follow-up. And the Flaming Lips, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 1, started off the set from the album Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. So, you know, I just love the Flaming Lips. I think Wayne Coyne is just so creative. He comes up with a lot of great ideas, and he's just not like writing silly little love songs. He's got like very complex ideas he's trying to get across. And then remember, he had that huge ball of like, he was like in a ball that was like across, instead of doing like a floater, like a stage dive, he was like in this huge inflatable ball, and he was walking in it across people. It was, I don't know, kind of amazing, really. Anyway, all right, 91.5 Medford, 1,000 points of light. Thanks for joining me here. What's going on is we're having a show devoted to David Byrne's playlist called David Byrne Presents Psychedelia Lives. And so that's what's going on. We've got all of these artists that we're looking to play from. There's maybe 50 of them here, and I'll definitely not get to them all tonight, but I will get to approximately 28 of them, or maybe 29. I think that's the optimum number for my show. I can usually get 29 good tracks in. And so that's what's going on. So let's move on. Up next, it's going to be Sly and the Family Stone with Hot Fun in the Summertime. It's interesting, before I get to it, I just wanted to mention that Questlove, who is the author of a book, Music is History, which I had a two or three, I think it may have been a three-part series devoted to his book. And of course, I follow him on Instagram, and I noticed that he said just this past week that he's been selected, or he's teaming with, I guess, this Sly and the Family Stone team or estate to make the definitive biopic, a documentary, I assume, of Sly and the Family Stone. So that'll be interesting. Probably out next year. I don't really know. But I do know that he is the director of it. So that'll be good. All right, let's move on. Hot Fun in the Summertime here from Sly and the Family Stone. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford.